Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So this all starts with an island off the coast of Australia, a fox problem, and a man named Swampy Marsh.
Swampy Marsh has to be the best name of a person we've discussed so far. And I am always excited about anything Australia because those episodes have never disappointed. So,
and this will not. So Swampy Marsh is the reason why I looked into this because I thought it can't be true. That name is crazy. And it turns out that it's actually true. So there's this little island called Middle Island. It's barely off the southern coast of Australia. It's about 250 feet off the coast. So at low tide, predators like foxes and dogs and cats can cross over to the island. And this wouldn't be a problem, except that little penguins live on the island. And when I say little penguins, that's their name because they are the littlest penguin species at barely a foot tall.
Oh, so they're not bigger than a bread box.
No, they're not.
That's about the size like of a sheet of paper. Those have to be the cutest little things. Wait, the babies have to be like less than the size of a kiwi fruit.
Oh, they're super tiny and super snackable. And this is the problem.
Yeah.
They come on shore to breed. You know, they dig burrows. And well, the problem is that in 1991, there were about 500 birds that were coming on shore to breed. Because of predation from foxes, by 2005, there were four.
Oh, boy.
Hardly any at all. So they're like, what are we going to do? In steps, Mr. Allen Swampy Marsh. And he is a chicken farmer on the mainland. And he had had these same problems with foxes with his chickens. And so he had trained Maremma dogs to guard his chickens. Now, Maremma dogs, big white dogs, they come from Italy. They're used to guard livestock. Males are like 75 to 100 pounds. Honestly, they look kind of like if a polar bear and a golden retriever got together and had a baby.
That's exactly what they look like. You guys have to, I'm sure Trace will put something in the show notes. So you can just Google them too.
They're so big, they're fluffy, they're cute, but they're also very, very possessive. And so if you put them with like their sheep flock, they live with the sheep, they think they're sheep, but they're sharp sheep, right?
Well,
so they said, hey, what if we put one of these Maremma dogs on the island? So in 2006, they got Oddball, who was trained to guard chickens, and they put him on the island. They closed it to people, and the Maremma project began. Fox attacks virtually stopped once they had a dog on the island.
Wow. I wonder how long it took to train the dog that these are your new buddies, that the little penguins were, and how that worked. But
well, okay, so I did read a paper that came out in 2013 that said five dogs have been tried so far. Two left the island.
Like swam off. I'm headed home.
Yeah. Low tide, they left. They think they were following foxes because they found footprints later that kind of indicated that that might have been the case. I don't know if they found those dogs or not. Two dogs were taken off the case because they picked up penguins and kind of played with them.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, you can't do that. So one dog has been very reliable to the point that now the dogs are on the island during the breeding season and the penguins have rebounded. The latest counts in 2013 were of around 187 breeding birds.
That's lovely. Can you imagine being Swampy there on the island the first time you introduce a dog to the last four little penguins, thinking this could really go either way?
The first dog, one penguin, it was a male penguin, came on the beach and was like, what the hell is that? And went for the dog. And then after that, everybody
really?
Was chill. Yeah.
I didn't know I could love them more, but they're aggressive or can be. I love it. You can ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And of course, you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. And all of our back catalog is on our website, which is BrainJunkPodcast.com. So Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.